On Saturday, members of the community gathered at Kelty Field to take part in the Heart of the Illusions Festival. The annual fest featured food and games and even a dunk tank. Local musicians also performed throughout the day. Beneath one tent, tables were set up so local vendors could sell their wares. Lori Young owns Winds of Time Jewelry, and she describes one of her favorite pieces.
I really like this one. Mm-hmm. It's called Mermaid Princess, and it's made with blue and clear seed beads, and with a centerpiece that has some mother of pearl and green freshwater or green check beads. And I just really like it because it looks like a mermaid princess would wear it.
There was also plenty of stuff for kids to do. I met Lucian Baxter at a face painting booth, and he says that the day was busy and fun.
I'm going on rides and collecting prizes.
His favorite?
I would have to say it's the ball.
Yeah? Can you tell me what going inside the ball is like?
At first it gets you kind of nervous, and then once you start doing it, like, oh man, this is fun.
He's talking about a giant inflatable bubble that kids can climb into. Plenty of children wait in line as volunteers blow the ball up once a kid is already inside. The festival went on into the early evening, wrapping up at 7 o'clock. In Unalaska, I'm Alexandra Gutierrez.